Let's continue what we began this morning and open your Bible to the 17th chapter of Acts. I know it's a little unusual for me to begin a sermon on a Sunday morning and wrap it up on a Sunday night, but it is unusual because this is the Sunday that I am introducing to you the series on the attributes of God. I tried to establish this morning how important it is to know our God. You remember, don't you, the prayer of our Lord in John 17, where he prays to the Father, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The prayer of our Lord is that we would have a true knowledge of God. And you remember that the Lord spoke through the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 9 and verses 23 and 24 and said, if you're going to boast, don't boast about your wisdom. If you're going to boast, don't boast about your might. If you're going to boast, don't boast about your riches. If you want to boast, boast that you know me. And then God goes on to say, it is in that that I delight. And then we were instructed from Hosea 6 and verse 6, where God speaks again through the prophet and says, it is not sacrifice that satisfies me. It is not burnt offering that satisfies me. It is the knowledge of God that I desire, that we may know him so that we may worship him in truth, in truth. We read this morning from verse 16 to the end of the chapter. I'm not going to read that again because most all of you were here this morning. And we find that in the narrative of the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul arrives in the great city of Athens, one of the great cities of the ancient world. And he is basically there to rest. He's there to catch his breath after having to flee from the prior cities, Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea, because of hostility and anger at the preaching of the gospel. He's there alone. He's waiting there for the arrival of his two friends and partners in ministry, Timothy and Silas, who are not there yet. The idea is for him to have a little bit of anonymity, to get away by getting lost, if you will, in the crowd in this great ancient metropolis. However, verse 16 says, while he was waiting for his friends, his spirit was provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. This is a kind of provocation that